Crimes against LGBTQ people are among the most reported hate crimes in Seattle. With the support of police, a gay man who was recently targeted is speaking out, and he's found his story is having a broader impact than he anticipated. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Aaron Amundson owns a tattoo shop in Seattle's Lake City neighborhood. A letter left on his car recently said, in part, "Your days are numbered. Make America straight again to make it great again." He says he didn't want to speak out at first, but he decided the issue was bigger than him. So he and the police department hosted a community event about it together in Lake City.
And with the empowerment of us getting together, it becomes much easier to say, this isn't right, this is where I live, I'm invested in it, and I'm not going to put up with it. So I thought I would go to work and find a brick through the front window. Instead, I've gotten cookies delivered and cards and, like, letters.
At the police department, Officer Jim Ritter is the LGBTQ liaison. He says his goal is to empower victims of hate crimes to report to police. And he says other departments took note after hearing Amundson's story.
We invited the assistant U.S. attorney. We invited the hate crimes prosecutor from King County. And you had other folks, you know, including the Mason County Sheriff, who was there. The audience saw these government entities are embracing this now. They're not just supporting in silence. They're supporting overtly.
Ritter says the increase in reported hate crimes is welcome news because that means people feel safe talking to police. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.